Unmissable Late Night Radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's your fault that this show isn't getting as many listeners as it deserves. And therefore, by extension, the whole reason that talk radio is failing. It's your fault. So, now we know that, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? I don't want you to call in tonight unless you have something important to say. Something great to say. Something that we would not hear anywhere else. I told you, line one, I'm busy. Idiot. And that is an example of what I'm talking about.
Ian?
Eben?
Hi.
Are you hiding?
No, I'm not hiding.
Oh, here we go! Eben, thank you. Wait there. Tonight's show, here we go. You can only call in if you're hiding, and I have got... Here we go, Eben, this is it. We're playing hide-and-seek on the radio. Yes, we're playing hide-and-seek on the radio. Gatford, you're up next. Get hiding, fella. We'll give him 20 minutes. You have to hide, and I have got five chances to guess where you're hiding, and if I find... And you've got to be honest. Don't bullshine me, right? Be honest. And if I find you... I get to keep you as a pet, and if I don't find you, you live to fight another day. How's about that? That sounds fun, doesn't it, Eben?
Yes, it does.
I've got Gatford, get hiding. Kath, tell Andre's got to hide. 0344 499 1000. We are playing hide and seek on the radio. It's never been done before. And here's the kicker. If you can take a picture... or someone can take a picture of you hiding, tweet it to me, at Ian Lee, we'll retweet it, hashtag hide seek on the radio. I mean, that uses most of your characters, but... here we go. Radio hide seek. Hashtag radio hide seek. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have a lot of fun. Hide and seek on the radio. If you're not hiding, you're not playing. Is that you, Andre?
Yeah, I'm hiding. I can't hear you.
Sorry?
I can't hear you.
No, okay. Are you upstairs or downstairs?
Well,
right.
Quite high up.
Right. Flipping it.
Quite high up.
Sorry?
Quite high up, girl. I can't breathe.
Right, okay. You can't breathe?
No, because I'm hiding too much. Right, I'm hiding that much, I can't breathe in here.
Right, are you... I'm going to suggest that you are upstairs.
Well, sort of.
Sort of upstairs?
Yeah, that's one gun.
Right, so you're in the attic?
No, that's another one. How many chances you get?
I've got five chances.
Yeah, let's see. Hey, can I ask you a question?
Of course you can, mate.
That's Curvy Cat. Sorry,
Curvy Cat.
Right, now, go on. Carry on with the game. Don't get sidetracked.
Well, you're the one that was getting sidetracked, mate.
Right, go on then. What's the next one? Sorry, Curvy Cat.
Right. Are you in the bedroom?
My bed.
Well, you can't say might be.
Yeah, I am.
You're in the bedroom. You're in the wardrobe.
No, that's another. That's four. Or is it five?
That's four. So number five is you, my friend, are under the bed.
No, that's five. I'm under the duvet.
No! No! Hey! Oh, Andre, well done, mate. The first person to get one past me. And what's great is I know he really was under the duvet. Genius.
Thank you very much indeed, dear listener. You're joining us from the Bait Hall in Macclesfield, the most haunted pub in Britain. You can watch us on Periscope. We some spooky stuff is happening. The top of the range Comrex system that we're using to broadcast, it is designed to be operated in the harshest of circumstances. You can use it connected to 4G, you can use it from the back of a van. We've got it plugged in to the internet here, and there is some, it was working before that we started. Now they're upstairs, all the paranormal investigators are upstairs. This thing keeps dropping out. So if it drops out, I do apologise. We are in the Bait Hall in Macclesfield. A, it's a haunted boozer. B, it's a beautiful old-fashioned boozer as well, the likes of which you don't really get too often. It's open until midnight tonight, so if you want to come down, you can. We're joined by Nick. Nick, you're pointing at me, which is always good. You don't normally go to this pub. This is the first time you've been to this pub, isn't it?
It's the very first time I've been to this pub, yes.
Okie dokie. But you were telling me that you have the gift. Is that correct term?
I'm not sure the gift is the correct word. I would say I have an ability or a sense. What's the word? Sense. To feel or see certain things at certain times.
What, can you give us an example of something that you've sensed or seen?
Let's go back a few years. Yeah. We were in a cottage in North Wales on the Clwyd Peninsula, and we the very first night we opened, we stayed in the cottage.
Yeah.
I was staying in the master bedroom, and I would see every night an old lady dressed in Welsh costume.
I don't know what Welsh costume is.
Well, the frilly neck and And this didn't happen the first night. It happened the second, third, fourth, and every night I stayed in the master bedroom. So I thought, this is a bit unusual.
It's a little bit
spooky.
Yes.
I put the lights on, and but it happened every single night. Then I realised, obviously it's the previous owner of the cottage.
Right. Did she make a noise? Did she say anything or moan?
No, nothing. Oh. Just appeared right as you're semi-conscious. She appeared above my bed.
Yeah,
it would freak you out a tad. It did. Yes.
Yeah.
In the end, I realised it was a woman trying to communicate with me.
What do you think she was trying to communicate? Get out of my bed.
Hello, is that Ian? No, the other fella.
This is this is Ian, Keith.
Hi again, Ian. I don't know if I phoned the other night about my boy and his running.
Remind me, Keith. I get a lot of calls. I don't remember them all.
I've got he's my nephew called Harry, and I phoned up wondering if you would like a video of his fast running for your rabbit hole. You said you might be interested. Like,
oh yes. Have you sent the video to me yet?
No, that's why I wouldn't have bothered you really. Like, but he got a letter from his school today, right?
Yes.
And it says that he's not been selected to do athletics for the next term.
Why is that?
It's just I've subsequently phoned up Ian to ask about why, because he loves his athletics so much. He's got the proper vest and that, and he's adapted his training shoes so they look more like fast shoes. You know?
Has he drawn like a Nike tick on there, or has he drawn like a sort of, how was he done? Stuck little bits of smoke out the back, cut out of paper.
No, that would be a good one like that. But
Roadrunner.
Like, you have to keep them aerodynamic, like, so it's just stickers and stuff that he's got off the cartoon magazines, you know. Of like fast characters who are fast runners themselves. I don't know if you remember Roadrunner.
Roadrunner, Billy Whiz?
Billy Whiz, he was one of the fastest, yeah.
Hey, how come you've got no clothes on?
This is for feminism, women rights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Tell me, we're doing a show for Britain on the radio.
Okay.
So you're in time. We're in Times Square, are we?
Yes.
And you're naked. You've got some pants on, and you've got your boobs painted.
Yes.
How? What is this? How? This is for women's rights.
Yes, feminism. If a man could go without a shirt, so can we. So we make it a little bit more creative with paint, and we take pictures for tips.
You're saying tips.
Yes, tips.
Right, we made it. Applejacks, diner. This is, look at the size of those breakfasts.
That'll be just the ticket.
Look at that fruit one, looks healthy, doesn't it? Do we go in here? Yeah. Let's see. There we go. Ah, I'm with this gentleman here. Mr. Steve Gutenberg. Hey, How are you doing,
buddy?
Man? Lovely to see you. This is Catherine.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Steve Gutenberg.
Hi, buddy.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Now, here's the thing. We met, we're trying to work out, I thought it was like 6 years ago, but I didn't have kids, so it must have been 8 or 9 years ago when you were doing pantomime in the UK.
Right. We had an interesting meeting. I was walking down the block and you tried to hold me up. And I didn't have any money on me. And when you were nice enough to say, well, how about I'll take your friendship?
Exactly.
And I said, okay, here it is.
Here's the thing, Catherine, right? He did the thing that when he did it, I thought, oh, he's just saying that. He came onto the radio show I was on and was interviewed. And we were really excited, you know, because Steve Gutenberg. And then at the end, I think you may have just arrived that day or the day before. And at the end, you said, you do anything tomorrow night? And I went, no. He said, oh, well, if you fancy, you know, going out for a meal or something, here's my number. I was like, yeah, all right. Okay, Mr. Showbiz, smooth move. Well done. And then I thought, sod it, do you know what? I'm going to call him up. And we went out for dinner.
Yeah, we did. We did.
And then we
and
come
you have
and
very
you...
good table manners.
Thank you very
you
much.
You do.
Nearly all of the food went in my mouth.
Nearly all. And the rumors that you don't have good table manners are wrong. They're wrong. They're wrong.
And we met you for breakfast, and you were a delight. Now, I've got a question for you. 8, 9 years
didn't
later.
Did we have Chinese food?
We had Japanese food.
Japanese food.
Yes.
Right.
We had Japanese food where they cook it on the table. Here's a question for you. 9 years ago, now, how the hell are you looking younger now than you did nearly a decade ago?
Time has gone backwards. You don't understand. This is 1973 right now. We've jumped in that time machine. You thought it was a boat. It wasn't a boat. Well, you thought it was a plane.
What do you do? Have you got? Is there?
I got to tell you the secret.
Go on.
Clean living. I wake up at 7 in the morning. I go to sleep at 8 in the morning. I have an hour. I'm up an hour. And then I go right to sleep. Clean living.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Jerry.
I'm stuck on the floor.
Oh, man. What happened?
I had a bad day.
Say that again, man.
On the carpet.
You're on the carpet?
I'll get roasted up in a bit.
How did you get on the carpet? You fell out of the chair or fell out of the bed?
Try and get to the bathroom.
Oh, mate. Is there no one that can come and help you?
She will do. I'll bang.
Can we ring someone?
Oh, I'll just ring this number after.
All right.
She'll come get the phone. How much are Nigel singing on that song, Just?
Is there anything we can do to help, Jerry? Is there anyone we can call?
Yeah, we'll put the phone down and we'll ring up now.
Hang on.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, Jerry, is there anyone that we can call?
Yeah, just ring this number.
I'll hang up
and I ring the number.
Yeah.
But, all right. But how are you? Who's going to come and help you?
Carers.
And they know that you're on the floor, do they? Do they know you're on the floor?
No.
They don't?
Right, let's ring.
Have you got their number so we can call
it's
them?
Fine. They'll pick it's up as soon
as it's the Karen's. It's Karen's phone.
Oh, okay. All right.
Let me do it now.
All right, then.
Appreciate.
Don't worry, Jerry. So we're going to give you a call back, all right?
Okay.
We'll sort you out. Don't worry. Thanks, mate. I'm going to hang up. I'm going to wait till you put the phone down before I cut you off. He's gone. All right. Right. This is what I'm going to make an executive decision. Jerry, if you don't mind, Catherine is going to phone up and ask. We won't mention her on the radio, okay? That we've got that as our little ace up our sleeve. She's going to go and phone up and ask why you're still on the floor.
Yeah.
Say that we want this sorted out immediately. Would you be okay if we did that for you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Right.
All right.
I'm on it.
We're going to do that, and then we're going to stick around after the show. So give us a call back in about 5 minutes, yeah?
Yeah.
Try. All right, buddy. Can I hear you put... I need to hear you put the phone down. Don't worry, take your time.
Seriously?
Hang on.
You okay? Say it again, dude.
Somebody's on the phone.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, this is Ian Lee. Jerry's on Talk Radio. How long is it going to take to get him up and cleaned and in his bed?
I'm sorry. Who am I speaking to?
You're speaking to Ian Lee on Talk Radio. How long is it going to take to get Jerry up and cleaned and up into his bed again?
This isn't really an appropriate conversation.
No, I know. He's been on the floor for half an hour. I just wondered when he's hung up on me. He's hung up on me. He's hung up on me.
I mean, I've never had children. I've got a low sperm count. Well, it's not low. I've got funny tails. They don't really know which way they're going.
So, is your sperm count low or...?
No, no. He said... I went into the hospital and he was like, be careful about the parking because you've got to, it's got to be delivered in...
Is that a euphemism or...? No, it's a euphemism.
It was a doctor, and he said, you've got, you might want to do it there because it's got to be delivered in a certain period. I think it's an hour.
Oh, so they wanted you to... They wanted you to make your sperm in your car?
Well, no, I did it. I went in a disabled toilet. It took me ages because it was so... It took me ages. It was horrible. Yeah, I thought you might find that funny.
Hang on a minute! So that's why there's so much room in those toilets.
Well, what it was, I went in there.
Yeah.
And I did the deed eventually.
So you went in there. Did you just go in there, just go to the toilet, and then suddenly, because it was disabled toilet, you started feeling a bit horny?
It wasn't. No, it was just the first toilet I've seen.
Right, OK. So you went into the disabled toilet.
Yeah.
And...
thrashed it.
Did what?
I thrashed it. You cut me off.
No.
No, I didn't really feel...
No.
The girlfriend at the time was on that Clomid, and she used to say, come on, it's time.
Yeah.
I say, well, what do you mean it's time? Yeah. I'm probably walking the dog or something. She said, we need to... And I used to think, well, it's not really very spontaneous, is it? And it was a bit like that in the toilet, to be honest.
You thrashed it in the disabled toilets, gave it to the doctor. Yeah. And what did he say about your sperm, Lee, Paul?
Well, no, the funny thing was, when I was in the toilet, I come out all red-faced, and this nurse said, oh, no, we've got a little room you can come and do that in, because it must have been in a department where I probably found myself to the right place. Yeah, and she said,
they have a booth with magazines.
I thought you were going to say there was a lady in a wheelchair waiting.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay, so had a text message from the fraudsters again, the Barclays fraudsters.
Welcome to Barclays.
Here we go.
Thanks for responding to our message.
Thank you.
This is very important and will only take a few moments.
Okay.
Please enter your 6-digit sort code beginning with 20.
I'm just going to enter a load of numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There we go.
Please enter your 8-digit account number.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Let me check that.
Okay.
Thanks. Now I need to take you through our security.
1, 2, 3, 4. There we go.
Sorry. Please hold while I put you through to an advisor.
Here we go. Listen to these shameless thieves.
Thank you. good evening.
Hello.
Payment verification team, how can I help you?
Yeah, I wonder if you can. I've just had a really alarming text saying that just under £2,000 of money has gone out from my account, and I just wondered what we could do about that, please.
Right, if I can have your name there, please, sir. I've checked today's schedule of system alerts and customers that we've contacted here today.
Thank you. Yeah, my name is Ian Lee.
LEE?
That's correct, yeah.
Right, thank you, Mr. Lee. Bear with me one moment.
Thank you. It's really worrying, isn't it? Two grand goes, that's... will you be able to get it back for me, do you think?
Right, I can see, Mr. Lee, we've contacted you here. It's through to the Payments Verification Department here at Barclays.
Yeah.
And what has happened, there was an attempted debit card purchase to the Amazon online store for £1,976.
Oh, God, no!
Security. No, what happened?
Oh, this is awful! I can't afford that. We've just had a new baby. I can't afford to lose £2,000. This is terrible. This is awful. I can't afford to lose £2,000. We got the baby and everything. I can't afford to lose £2,000. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so upset. Can we get that money back?
No, Mr. Lee, please calm down. Heard me, it was an attempted debit card.
We've just had a new baby, baby Liam, and I can't afford to lose £2,000. What am I going to tell my wife? My wife's going to kill me. Can you help?
Bear with me one moment.
Thank you. God. Baby.
You've been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hello, good evening. You're through to the Barclays Payment Verification Team. Martin speaking. How can I help you?
Hello, Martin. You're live on talk radio. How do you sleep at night, you thieving little We talked about this the other week, a story that was in the Mail earlier on in the year, reputable newspaper. So you know it's a proper story. It's not just some flim-flam that's out there. It was a super primal sexual experience. Group of women make extraordinary claim that they have hybrid alien children who live on giant spaceships. Hybrid baby community believe aliens have been harvesting their DNA. Two members claim they have 13 children fathered by extraterrestrials. They say their hybrid children live on giant spaceships with their fathers. It's absolutely incredible story. And the more I look into it... your first thing, your knee-jerk reaction, oh, come on. Utter balls. Utter balls. Well, the more I look into it, the more I start to... think maybe there is something in this. 0344 499 1000. I'd love to get your views on this. There's a book out about it called Shadow of the Chosen, Progeny of the Truth, which is by Professor Joseph Lavens, FRCP. And I'm really pleased to say that the professor joins me now. Professor, is it Joseph or Joe?
You can call me Joe. Joe is fine.
Okay, Joe. Tell me about hybrid children. What do we know about them?
Well, you summed it up pretty well yourself. It's from a super primal sexual experience. From what I understand, and my contention, my book Shadow of the Chosen, Progeny of the Truth, is that there are human beings that have given birth to alien offspring as a result of an encounter with extraterrestrial beings. A number of these people, as you rightly pointed out, I believe it's in the is it the Daily Mail? It's a publication every year.
Yeah.
Specifically, belong to a hybrid baby community, believe that their children live on alien habitats.
It was a super primal sexual experience. Yes, it's described as the best sex these women have ever had.
Okay, I can't really comment on you know whether they enjoy
what
the
are,
sex.
What are the aliens doing that the Earthmen are seemingly incapable of doing?
Well, I would imagine they've got feelers, tentacles that they put. I don't know how graphic we can. That's a form of penis, possibly on their head, like a tentacle. That is what I have learned as people like Bridget Nielsen from Sedona, Aluna Verse from
Los
Angeles.
Are you saying that the aliens?
What I'm saying that they put. Yeah, a tentacle.
That they have willies on their heads.
What's your name?
Ian Lee. Ian Lee.
I remember the name. Did you used to have a morning show?
I did at Rise, but that was the follow-up to the Big Breakfast. She's Googling me.
With the blonde chick. Who's the blonde
chick? The blonde chick. Oh, I can't. Kate Lawler.
That's the one.
I knew you'd remember that.
I know you.
You are the guy that watched it sometimes.
Once, yeah.
Wash your mouth out with soap, young man. Do you kiss your mother with those lips?
What are you on talk radio doing?
Doing a radio show.
About what?
Just, well, it's too hot to be in the studio, so I'm just kind of wandering around.
Okay, so you're just wandering around talking to people? Or
well, just I'm just talking. I've got callers on the line, but you're I'll be honest, you two look more interesting than the idiots that are phoning me up right now.
You've got that on your head and you're calling me interesting looking.
No, I'm saying you. I'm paying your. Where is this going? What is wrong with London? Come on, after all the horrible things that have happened, we should all, but London should be bonding together.
With it.
Come on, man. I'm saying you look good, you two.
I'm smiling.
I'm saying you're a beautiful couple.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Can I have a hug? Give me a hug. The monkeys, give me a hug.
I'll give you one of these hugs because it's been hot today.
What is this?
I don't know what.
Is this your boyfriend?
Studio all day.
Not yet.
Oh, not yet. Are you working on it? Look at you playing it cool. You know you've got her eating out of the palm of your hand.
I wondered whether you would just tell me what you think of my ribbon twirling.
Are you going to do it now?
Yes.
It's going to be tricky for me to judge.
Why?
It's visual.
Well, yeah, but you're... Can you hear this? Look, it's my ribbon. Listen, just give us... Just give us a couple of seconds. You're more than welcome to hang up if you're bored, but this is tricky.
Oh, now he tells me. Okay, yes.
I've got new orthopaedic boots, so this isn't going to be easy.
Okay.
Right, so I'm just putting you on speaker. Is that okay?
That's okay, Pat. Away you go. Pat, ribbon twirling live on talk radio.
Can you hear me?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, hang on, Ian. One sec.
Is your mum there?
No, she's at the cinema.
Okay. Watching Wonder Woman.
Right, OK.
Here we go.
Can you hear this? I've got to be careful. It's a very small flat, Ian.
OK, Pat.
I've made it out of... Basically, I've used my dad's old tie and a belt, but you'll get the idea.
OK.
OK, ready?
Go.
Right, here goes. Have a bit of music, Ian.
Do you want me to... Are you going to play the music?
Hello?
Pat, are you okay?
Yes, I just flashed the light in the
ceiling. Pat, are you okay, Pat?
Hello?
Yeah, Pat, you alright?
Well, I don't come from dad, mum's out.
Okay.
I'm going to take your speaker.
Okay, Pat.
Yes, I've just. I've just broken a lot of things, Ian.
I think you need to practice somewhere a little bit bigger. Maybe practice outside. If you hang up, you're a bottler.
No, I'm not a bottler.
If you hang up, you are actually a bottler.
No, I am not a bottler.
Yeah, if you hang up, you are.
Well, I haven't hung up yet.
No, well, you're not a bottler yet, but if you do, you will be.
So what do you want me to say?
No, I don't want you to say anything. You stick around as long as you want.
All right, well, I'll just hang around and
fine.
See if anybody else says anything.
Fine. Are you still there?
Yes.
Okay, not a bottler yet, then.